Do you have certain things in your life that you dread? You procrastinate doing them? What is the price you pay for that procrastination? In today's episode, you will learn how to shed the dread. From Maui, Hawaii, I'm Lucky, and this is Quiet Your Mind Chatter. If you are working too much and not having enough me time, that is relaxation, fun time, social connections, and let's not forget rest, then you are probably listening to Mind Chatter telling you that you need to earn worthiness. You can't enjoy your life until you've earned the right. Instead of listening to Mind Chatter, tell yourself the truth that you were born entitled to a fabulous life. Maybe your parents set you up for success, maybe not. But now, as an adult, because I think you're an adult, right? At least the last time I checked. You are now the decision maker. You get to choose joy every day. You get to go golfing with your friends. You get to choose time alone to chill out and write poetry. You get to choose to volunteer at the food pantry. You get to choose rewarding things, fun times, and relaxation. All these things bring balance. All of these wonderful, lovely, self-pleasing activities quiet the voice telling you that you don't have time, aka you're not good enough, for an enjoyable life. What about doing the things that you absolutely dread? Where does that fall into your action plan of quieting your mind? If you, up to this point, have been a procrastinator, then you have been a burden carrier, the carrier of the burden of dread. Dread is heavy. No joke. Dread is one of the most damaging poisons in our human realm. Once you pick it up, you can't put it down. You carry it everywhere. Let's say you have a deadline coming up. You know you need to prepare. You need to take action. Instead, you do nothing. You're making breakfast. You're in a perfectly good mood. Something reminds you of the deadline. Bam! You're knocked down right then and there by dread. You seemingly forget about it for a little while until something else triggers you and you're overcome by dread again. Probably some shame too. This happens throughout your day, doesn't it? But this one deadline is not the only thing you've been putting off. Your whole entire existence is poisoned by procrastination. You are carrying around dread and shame over all the things that you are supposed to be doing. Today's wellness tool can clean up your current backlog, and if you choose to make it a habit, this same wellness tool can transform you from a procrastinator into an action taker. You can move from dreading things to looking forward to things. Doesn't that sound good? Instead of being weighed down by the burdens carried over from yesterday, you can float through today into a lighthearted tomorrow. Today's wellness tool. Okay, you ready for it? Do the first 5 minutes of a task. Let's say that you have been putting off cleaning out your clothes. You have a packed out closet. All of your drawers are overflowing with clothes. When you go to look for a specific shirt or dress or pair of pants, you can't find it. Half of the things that are jam-packed in your closet and your drawers, you don't even like. This has been bothering you for a while. You know you need to do it, but it seems so overwhelming. Today's wellness tool, do the first 5 minutes of the task. So grab your timer, kitchen timer if you can. If not, you can use the timer on your phone. Set the timer for 5 minutes. Start the timer and then go to town. Start cleaning out your clothes. If you're like me, you will spend 4 of those 5 minutes avoiding the task at hand. You have had a zit on your chin for the last couple of hours. All of a sudden, it's a major emergency. You need to go and pick that zit on your chin. Then you look down and you see your hairbrush. Oh my goodness, when is the last time you cleaned out your hairbrush? All of a sudden, that seems like a really good idea. So you spend a couple minutes cleaning out your hairbrush. You look at your timer. Oh, shoots, you only have 1 minute left. You go in your closet and you see one shirt that you have not worn in ages. You grab that. Ding, ding, ding. The timer goes off. Give yourself a gold star. Yay! You got a gold star for the day. When you do the first 5 minutes, the goal is not to complete the task. Don't even worry about making significant progress. The goal is to step into the fear. Once you're inside the arena, you'll likely think, meh, not a big deal. You might actually get in the groove and start to enjoy cleaning out your closet. You can use this wellness tool in two ways, on old tasks and on new ones. I suggest clearing off your to-do list by starting with the easiest task. You've been putting off a bunch of things, including cleaning out your clothes closet. That one might be a lot to tackle right off the bat. You can start instead with cleaning out the glove compartment in your car. You have your owner's manual in there and a bunch of miscellaneous stuff that you've put in there and then you've totally forgotten about. You've been meaning to get around to it. Go ahead and start with just the first 5 minutes. Take your timer, grab your car keys, get down to your car, set your timer, spend 5 minutes cleaning it out. If it takes longer than 5 minutes, you can go ahead and finish it right then and there or finish it on another day. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that you are starting and you're giving yourself credit. Lord have mercy. Don't beat yourself up. Oh gosh, I only spent 5 minutes. Woohoo. Yeah, I barely got started. I didn't even make any progress. You need to be your own cheerleader. I did 5 minutes. Yahoo! Do a victory dance. If you ended up finishing the task, that's great too. Either way, you're making progress. As you're working on your backlog, you can also start forming your new superhero identity as an action taker. Hold on a sec, we're taking a break. I am putting the finishing touches on my new book, Quiet Your Mind Chatter, which is a follow-up to my first book, Willing Souls, How to Brave Uncertainty and Find Peace. The title, Willing Souls, willing because you are willing to make changes to create an even more awesome life than you already have. Souls is spelled S-O-L-S, like the Spanish word for sun, because as you shed layers of mind chatter's lies, you become a beacon of light to others. A beacon shining in the dark, shining the light that you are. Okay, I'm getting a little carried away. Willing Souls is available on my site, Wellness with Lucky, and on Amazon. Let's say Monday morning at work, you get assigned a new task. You have until Friday to get it done. Use your wellness tool. Right then and there, as soon as you get your new assigned project, stop what you're doing and start the new task. This is the way you use the first 5 minute tool on new tasks. Go ahead and do the first 5 minutes. Again, if after the first 5 minutes you want to keep going, then keep going. If after the first 5 minutes of working on that new task you want to stop, then stop. Instead of dreading it all week, your mind can be working out how to complete the project. You can work on it a little bit each day. When the Friday deadline rolls around, you'll be good to go. You will be relaxed. You won't have to rush like a maniac to finish it last minute. When you do this over and over again, whenever you're assigned a new task, you immediately do the first 5 minutes, your life will be one relaxed week after another. I'm not a doctor, but I'm guessing that this is healthier for you than the stress of doing everything last minute. The first 5 minutes wellness tool can be life-changing. When you are assigned a new task, MindShatter will pipe up and tell you that you can't drop what you're doing and start a new task. You can call bull on this one. You can ignore MindShatter and instead tell yourself, it's the first 5 minutes. It's not 20 minutes. It's not an hour. It's 5 little minutes. Whatever you're in the middle of can almost certainly wait 5 minutes. Second wellness tool. Here we go. Set appointments with yourself in your calendar. Right after your first 5 minutes are done, pull out your calendar and set appointments with yourself to continue making progress. 15-minute pockets of time spread out throughout your week can work miracles. I don't know about you, but I am always excited for miracles to unfold in my life and to show up in my life. I'm telling you, 15 minutes here and there working on the project throughout the week can form a miracle in your life. Seriously, try it out. If you are waiting to complete the task in one huge block of time, that is probably not realistic. I suggest choosing instead to chip away at it. This may not seem as impressive, but it's realistic and effective. If 15 minutes is too short, play around with it. Half hour chunks of time, 1 hour, see what works for you. If you've been in the habit of getting everything done last minute, it's possible that you've been relying on this as a self-esteem boost. You have a show of adrenaline-packed, get-her-done mentality, and that makes you feel good. When I was in college, students bragged about cramming last minute for exams. They had a story to tell, and they were the hero of that story. They made it sound exciting and rewarding. They made it sound like, hey, this was something special that not everyone was capable of. Then there was me, quietly studying every day for 2 weeks before the big test, thinking of myself as a nerd, which wasn't exactly complimentary. There was no drama. There was no story to tell. I would need to get my self-esteem from somewhere else. And that's what I've done over the years. I've figured out that my contentment is available through conscious contact with my higher power, woot woot, through sitting quietly and connecting with myself. When you stop procrastinating and then rushing to do everything last minute, you won't have the high highs of the last minute stress. You will have a smoother, calmer existence. Maybe this is what you want, maybe not. You are the one who gets to decide what works for you. If you've been a procrastinator for years, it will probably take you years to fully move out of that drama cycle and into a more peaceful way of life. That's okay. You have time. There's really not a need to rush on this one. You can give yourself permission to continue procrastinating on 99% of the things in your life. On one thing, become an action taker. Folding the laundry, or doing the dishes, or washing your car, mowing the grass, calling someone who is difficult to call. Choose one and commit to being an action taker 100% of the time on that one thing. You choose dishes. Every meal, when your pal, that's what we say here on the islands, when you're done, get up, go to the sink, and do the dishes right then and there. Don't put it off. Maybe you choose laundry. You don't mind doing laundry, but you really don't like putting away the clothes. If that's what you choose, every time, 100% of the time, when you pull those clothes off the line or pull them out of the dryer, right then and there, put them away. No hitting pause button, just finish it right then and there. And then give yourself some credit. Changing your habits can be hard. You are amazing and awesome and fabulous for working towards change. If you're not doing it perfectly, join the club. None of us make progress in a straight line toward our goal all of us take the scenic route. Be gentle with yourself along the scenic route and take a look around. You might see some really cool stuff on that scenic route. Give yourself a break. Give yourself props, and Lord help us, remember to laugh. As this episode comes to a close, I am excited for you to shed the dread. Instead of carrying the burden of dread, you can choose freedom by practicing today's wellness tools. Do the first 5 minutes and set appointments to chip away at a project. Be your own cheerleader in the process. This is some tough stuff. You are doing it, not perfectly, but that's what makes it challenging, because you can't do it perfectly. You are doing it. You are changing your life. You are moving forward toward your dream life, where you have a joyful heart and a happy mind. Are you looking for a splendid gift for one of the lovely humans in your life? Send them my easy-to-read coaching book, Willing Souls, How to Brave Uncertainty and Find Peace. The chapters are short, my coaching advice is doable and effective in elevating us to the next level of happiness. Purchase my book from wellnesswithlucky.com, which is linked in the show notes, or find it on Amazon with the title Willing Souls. Willing because we are willing to make changes. Souls is S-O-L-S, the Spanish word for sun, because as we shed layers of mind chatter's lies, we become a beacon of light to others.